Manu Patra alerts dated the 15th of March 2019. Supreme Court estate judgment passed by Meghalaya High Court which had held Shillong Times' editor Patricia Makim and publisher Shobha Chaudhary guilty of contempt of court and sentenced them to pay fine of 2 lakhs rupees for publishing an article on perks and facilities for retired judges and their families. Supreme Court has sought CBI's response on Lalu Yadav's bail plea in connection with multi-crore fodder scam within 2 weeks. Kerala High Court has held that irrespective of his or her allegiance, a parishioner cannot be deprived of his or her right to burial in the church of which he/she is a parishioner. National Company Law Tribunal (NCLT) has approved the proposed demerger of Fairfax-backed IIFL Group, which paves the way for listing of 3 entities: IIFL Finance, IIFL Wealth and IIFL Securities on the bourses within 60 days. Supreme Court has partly allowed appeal of cricketer S. Sreesanthan set aside life ban imposed by Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, on him for indulging in spot fixing during 2013 Indian Premier League and also directed BCCI to take a fresh decision on quantum of punishment. Supreme Court has upheld dismissal of a soldier of Indian Army on the ground of unauthorized absence of 302 days and observed that Armed Forces Tribunal was in error in coming to the conclusion that the punishment of dismissal was harsh. Supreme Court has expressed astonishment that Gujarat High Court granted anticipatory bail to social activist Teesta Setalvar and her husband in an alleged NGO fund embezzlement case and simultaneously gave liberty to police to seek their custody if they do not cooperate in the probe. Supreme Court has appointed senior advocate P.S. Narasimha, who is assisting the apex court as an amicus curiae in the BCCI matter, as mediator for resolving various disputes related to cricket administration in country. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a plea by the Shillong Times editor Patricia Makim against an order of Meghalaya High Court finding her and her publisher, Shobha Chaudhary, guilty of contempt for publishing an article on perks and facilities for retired judges and their families. Supreme has held that the preferential right given to an heir of a Hindu under Section 22 of the Hindu Succession Act, 1956 is applicable even if the property in question is agricultural land. Delhi High Court has asked Delhi government whether CNG vehicles contribute to the air pollution in national capital, while hearing a PIL claiming that rise in vehicle-generated air pollution in Delhi is due to non-enforcement and non-implementation of the 1988 Motor Vehicle Act. Delhi High Court has asked Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, to furnish details of procedure followed to calculate poll expenses of students' union members elected before 2018. Bombay High Court has said state has been reduced to a laughing stock by adopting elementary methods and probing rationalist Govind Pansari's killing and also summoned Maharashtra Home Department's additional chief secretary to explain cause of slow progress made in case. Bombay High Court has said high level of tolerance displayed by Mumbai residents has allowed local civic body to be apathetic towards poor condition of roads and expressed displeasure over BMC ignoring its orders on issue of potholes and bad condition of roads. Madras High Court has stayed all further proceedings pursuant to a notice issued by Registrar of Societies to Film and Television Producers Guild of South India on the 3rd of January stating that its name would be struck off from register for not having submitted statement of accounts for last 3 years. Madras High Court has directed political parties to not bring crowds and hired vehicles for campaign rallies for the Lok Sabha elections. A Bangalore City Civil Court has vacated the ex-party order of interim injunction passed against online news portal The Wire restraining it from publishing an article against BJP MP Rajiv Chandrasekhar. National Company Law Tribunal (NCLT) has pulled up Andhra Bank for accepting a one-time settlement (OTS) offer from absconding promoters of Gujarat-based Sterling Biotech Group, which is embroiled in a 8,100 crore rupee bank fraud. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai bench has held that investment-linked capital gains tax exemption, available on purchase of a new house, cannot be denied to a taxpayer merely for not investing the capital gain proceeds. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has asked ArcelorMittal to consider revising its 42,000 rupee crore bid for SR Steel India Limited, ESIL, and also observe that a window of opportunity could be provided to promoters of SR if they cleared all debt related to SR Group. An arbitration tribunal has rejected a 1,320 crores rupee claim filed by Engineering, Procurement and Construction, EPC, contractor Punch Lloyd against Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, ONGC, and also the latter's counterclaim against Punch Lloyd for 1,153 crore rupees for loss of production due to delay. A California court has quashed a lawsuit against Apple and Infosys that alleged Apple and Infosys conspired to violate immigration law by having two Indian nationals enter the US on business B-1 visas to provide training, instead of obtaining the more expensive and numerically capped H-1B visas.